"This is not a natural disaster, but a man-made one," was the headline of a piece by Lionel Shriver at Spectator USA. The piece rightly pointed out that the Wuhan virus did not close businesses and put millions out of work. Politicians and the expert class did. Not only does blame rest with them, they got away with it without providing much empirical scientific evidence to justify their extraordinary actions. Two sentences most deserving attention in the story are these. Politics, as opposed to science, does not reward the correction of mistakes, given that correcting a mistake also entails admitting to having made one. Worse, the bigger the mistake, the greater the political urgency of defending it at all costs. Why, after 14 to 21 days, when all the expert predictions of a tidal wave of cases overwhelming our hospitals proved not only false, but not even numerically close to reality, did governors, mayors, and county judges not immediately rescind their economically crippling and civil liberty subverting orders? Because politics doesn't reward the correction of mistakes, given that correcting a mistake entails admitting to having made one, and the bigger the mistake, the greater the political urgency of defending it at all costs. So despite nothing being shut down when in 2018 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis, which has developed antibiotic resistance, we'll see a stringing out of restrictions on liberty and fear-inspiring rules to wear masks useless against viral outbreaks, all because most politicians and experts who got it all wrong cannot simply admit to their error. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.